Okay, there's other sheets here as well. So basically, it's actually going to be a short one, really. I just thought I'd deal with one particular question that kind of came out from the Gemara. So this is kind of, I suppose, a bit of a chazara as well. It weighs a bit like that. So to start off with now, we've got Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, we're into the next section, which is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, right? And we've got Rav and Shmuel, who both say, unlike 2 days of Galius, yeah? We say an egg born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is always everywhere going to be Asa, yeah, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, right? In Galius. That's a different kind of din, yeah? And the Gemara explains where this comes from, right? Because originally there was a takana, right? Not to accept the Eidus, yeah? On if it came after Mincha time. And what that means is that we have a situation where even though it was known for sure at that point in time that it was going to be the next day, even still they kept the first day as Rosh Hashanah, which means that points to the idea of even though there's no suffix, they're keeping Rosh Hashanah, yeah, both days, which is of course a concept of Kedusha Achas. So with that takana created the concept everywhere of Kedusha Achas. So that's Rav and Shmuel. But then what happens is Rabbah comes along and says, but wait a sec, yeah? That whole thing changed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, yeah? Why? Because once the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, so it reverted back to the situation they would accept Aegis the whole day, yeah? And that being the case, then, you know, the default kind of for Rav, as we saw before, was, you know, Shtei Kedushas, yeah? It's just because of Safek, yeah, and you know there's no reason now why it should be Kedusha Achas, yeah. So that seems to be a problem, yeah. And basically, what we end up saying is, yeah, we say, okay, well, actually, the expression is, you know, Halan Halahu, yeah. There's a distinction going on, right? And the way that Rashi explains this is, yeah, to say, right, that we'll start off with Halahu, yeah. That there, you know, for those in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, where the Takana changed things, sorry about that, yeah, where the Takana changed things back to what it was before, in Hachanami, it would be Shtei Kedushas, yeah? However, Halan, yeah, Rav and Shmuel is talking in Bavel, right? And in Bavel, Rashi says, there's an interesting concept going on here, that since in practice nothing seemed to change, right? I.e. they would always have to keep 2 days, yeah, inherently, yeah, they would always keep 2 days, yeah, there would never be a situation where they wouldn't keep 2 days, yeah. So they didn't really feel that change in the terms of that second takana, yeah. And therefore they just kept with doing what they were doing before, which was Kedusha Achas. So that's just basically a summarized nutshell of the Gemara. So the obvious question that was bothering myself and I think also Shimon Young
was bothered by this question.
Yeah, he was bothered by this question as well, yeah. Yes. Was that, wait a sec, if what we're saying here is, yeah, that where it kind of things didn't change, yeah, then, you know, you just keep with the original basis. When you think about it, we're talking here about Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah, right, you'd have obviously the Eidus in the place called the Beis Avad, yeah, where the new moon was declared, yeah, and pretty much everywhere outside kind of the immediate area around the Beis Avad wouldn't, you know, because Rosh Hashanah is obviously the first 2 days of Tishrei, yeah, well, first day or second day, yeah, would not know when Rosh Hashanah was declared. So pretty much everywhere, including, I'd say, probably the majority of Eretz Yisrael, yeah, and Beit Shemesh, yeah, exactly, yeah, would have to anyway always keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they would not necessarily know, you know, whether even on the first day it, you know, Aegis had come or not, yeah? And that being the case, effectively, if this is the distinction we're making, then really, there should be no difference between Galius, where Rav and Shmuel said they're din, and the majority of Eretz Yisrael outside the immediate area around the Beis Avad. So how can we be saying Halahu, which is kind of seemingly according to Rashi, all of Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, it should really. There's no difference in this sense between most of Eretz Yisrael and Galius. That's the question. So, you know, the first point to make is that actually, maybe for this reason, there are some of the Rishonim who, in fact, have to say Halahu, Halan Halahu, is actually explaining it differently. Yeah, so I quoted, you know, the Bala Moor, right? Who says, in fact, yeah, in Hachnami, yeah, Halahu means the place around the Beis Avad, and Halan is kind of everywhere else. Yeah, I think the Meiri also says such a thing, but you know, it's a bit of a difficult answer in terms of the expression. You know, if you're used to expression, it comes a number of times. Yeah, halan halahu, because that expression classically is used to explain the kind of modern day halacha. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not aware of you know better than I do. But I'm not aware of anywhere else where it's not kind of referring to contrast between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. Right. So, you know, this would be a very, so to speak, exceptional use of that term. So we have, you know, we have Rashi and Tosfos and the majority of the other Rishonim who are understanding it to be Eretz Yisrael. So that's what we're going to try to come to kind of give an answer to. So the first major step comes in the Ra'ah, yeah? And the Ra'ah says, you know what? He brings the Yesod, yeah? He says that Eretz Yisrael, yeah, is different from Galius, yeah? We were saying that, you know, maybe it should be had the same needs, and it's different. Why? Because everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, it's possible, right, for the Beis Avad to be located there, right? We know that we saw in Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that after, you know, after the destruction, you know, the Beis Din, the Gadol would move around there, basically was moving around a lot, yeah. And it, you know, ended up in Tveri. We know that, you know, that was the kind of the last step. But in theory, it could have kind of moved around anywhere, basically within Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Beis Avad. So it would be possible, in theory, for anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, if there was a Beis Avad, for that Beis Avad to be located there. Yeah. So that's the first step. The problem is that it still needs a bit more explanation because, okay, I mean, so what? The fact that in theory the Beis Avad could be there. Yeah? I mean, saying in practice, again, yeah, looking in practice, There would be no difference. I mean, Beis Avad, obviously, we're talking about here, you know, where the Beis Avad wouldn't be located there, right? So they wouldn't feel any difference. Why should this theoretical difference, you know, the Beis Avad could be located and make, you know, change anything, yeah? So basically, there's two achronim that I was going to just bring to explain this, yeah? The first, the Chazon Ish, yeah? And the Chazon Ish, I think it also helps us understand a little bit more, both of these maybe, yeah, about, you know, what the whole basis for the distinction in the first place is, according to Rashi. So the Lashon of the Chazon Ish is, yeah, to say that at the end of the day, right, the reason why in Galius they're keeping 2 days, right, seems to be, his Lashon is that it's kind of a chumrah that the Rabbanon made on them, yeah? Now, why is it chumrah? Because when you think about it, yeah, if it 2 days because of Kedusha Achas, the chumrah is the din of the egg. And that's what Rav and Shmuel is kind of say, yeah? If the egg is born on the first day, you can't have it on the second day. So even though the you know, the conceptual basis going back to the base of Mikdash is, yeah, that it should be Shtei Kedushas, yeah? Once we're now going to let Eidus be, you know, the whole day, right? So it should be, in a sense, the same as all the other Chagim according to Rav, where, you know, if it's born on the first day, you should be able to eat it on the second day. Here we're coming along and we're saying, because of a Chumrah, yeah, we're going to say no. Yeah, you have to carry on treating it as Kedusha Achas. Now, the basis of making that Chumrah is you know, as Rashi described, yeah, the fact that they didn't necessarily feel the effect. Yeah, but once we're in kind of the world of Chumrahs, you know, just to say this is kind of an added stringency, effectively, huh? Then, you know, it doesn't take, it's not so maybe so difficult to make that distinction and to say, well, you know, the Chumrah, kind of the conceptual basis of the Chumrah is, yeah, that, you know, you're not going to feel the Tikkana. So the Tikkana really comes about in the Beis Avad. So I can make a distinction now because Eretz Yisrael is at least connected to the Beis Avad. So there I'm not going to apply that kind of added Chumrah, whereas I am going to apply it in everywhere else in Chutz Laaretz. So that's the Chazon Ish, yeah? The Rishash has a slightly different Lashon, which is quite interesting, yeah? And basically his Lashon is to say that since basically, he kind of goes more with the Lashon of, since it's possible in theory, yeah, that the basically, you know, that the Beis Avad could, in theory, come back and be located in a particular place in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the thing that makes the difference, yeah? Which means, I think, I mean, the simple level way of understanding that would be, yeah, that it's not just looking at practical differences, yeah, but even if there's a theoretical impact that the change of Tikkana could have, maybe that's enough, yeah? So in Eretz Yisrael, when they changed it back, they would accept Aegis the whole day. At least in theory, that could impact them. Because if the Beis Avad was, in theory, going to be located where they were, right, then in theory, you know, they could accept Aegis the whole day. I was thinking to say just one little step more, maybe, which was to say that basically, also maybe it's getting to the heart of what the Tikkana is about, because in Chutz Laaretz, effectively, yeah, that, you know, in it, it wouldn't, it, you're in a situation of where There's no situation in all circumstances where it could ever be other than 2 days. It's kind of like one of this kind of intrinsic suffix, yeah, in terms of Rosh Hashanah, right? And that being the case, kind of conceptually, maybe it makes more sense, and you know, to actually treat it like Kedusha Achas. So although, because although a suffix, you know, you could treat it as, you could treat it as Kedusha Achas, or you could treat it as a Shtei Kedushas, yeah? But the kind of suffix which is kind of unresolvable, yeah, maybe lends itself more to being treated as Kedusha Achas. That's what I was thinking, yeah? So it's true that we only treat it as Kedusha Achas because of what happens in the base of Ard. And originally, you know, if it wouldn't have been the fact that in the base of Ard, you know, we started off in a situation of where there was clearly being treated as Kedusha Achas, yeah, because of the fact that they wouldn't, you know, accept Eidus from Mincha onwards. So if it wasn't for that, it's true, we would say Shtei Kedushas, even though it's always going to be 2 days and this suffix can never be resolved. But once we start treating it as Kedusha Achas, what I'm saying is that this unresolvable suffix maybe is actually more suitable to be treated as Kedusha Achas anyway. So therefore, that makes kind of, maybe there's a svara almost to carry on treating it as Kedusha Achas in Chutz La'aretz. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, it's not, so to speak, it's a theoretical resolvable suffix. There is at least a situation in theory, right, where the Beis Din could end up being located there, and they could end up actually treating that only having one day Rosh Hashanah. And that being the case, you know, now it makes sense that it's potentially resolvable, so it makes sense maybe to copy what actually goes on in the Beis Avad, which is to say Shtei Kedushas. Anyway, that was my kind of a little addition.
Square. Thank you.